All right, this part of the program brought to you by Patriot Foods. I was supposed to mention this, and I forgot earlier, so I need to mention this now, and that is, quite simply, that Patriot Foods now has organic options in fruits and vegetables. Organic. If you want organic, Patriot Foods has it at America's Farm Market. They also have the best meat, Berkshire pork. It's unbelievable. Lowline Angus, all made in America. Patriot Foods. Go there, use the promo code Gruber, and you will find out that you can save 10% today. PatriotFoods.com. It is America's Farm Market. But I wanted to mention the organic part because I missed that. Chip Roy unveiled a bill yesterday, did the congressman from Texas, that would allow COVID-19 vaccine makers to get sued. To get sued, finally, over injury and negative effects. Republicans and Democrats like RFK Jr. have long taken issue with COVID-19 vaccine mandates. You've heard me here with Dr. Peter McCullough talking about the dangers of mRNA technology when it was pushed out in mass quantities this way. You've heard me talk about that, and so you know that's true. Chip Roy unveiling a new bill Tuesday that would allow Americans to sue COVID-19 vaccine makers over adverse health effects caused by the shot. You look at the vax injured. They've tried to hide. And what I don't understand, here's where I lose the plot for major newsrooms in America. Vaccine injuries can be found readily in America, in Europe, around the world. People that were injured by the mRNA, by the COVID-19 vaccine, if you will, are readily found. And yet the major newsrooms in this country, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, have ignored it. The New York Times, the Washington Post, they have ignored this. Why? 60 Minutes used to be I saw 60 Minutes here a couple of times recently. It used to be a program that mattered. In fact, when I grew up, Sunday nights, if my father was home and he wasn't traveling, we sat and we watched 60 Minutes. That's what we did. That was part of the program. Mike Wallace, Marley Safer, all those folks. Right? Point, counterpoint, all of that stuff. Jane, you ignorant? Anyhow. It was because 60 Minutes mattered, because Mike Wallace would go in there, and he was a Democrat, University of Michigan guy, whatever. But he went in there, and he'd tussle with anybody. Democrats, Republicans, didn't matter. He wasn't a shill. He wasn't a stooge for anybody. Now you watch 60 Minutes, it's a cartoon of what it used to be. It's a cartoon. I saw Moms for Freedom, right? Moms for America, I guess it is. Sorry. And the clown that's allegedly the guy running the interview is just attacking him. He's just insulting him and attacking him. I was like, really? It's not even an interview. It's a smear job. And you look at these journalists and you say, why do you not cover what happened to these vaccine-injured people? Why doesn't 60 Minutes dig into it and do an actual bit of journalism on it? It's baffling to me. Anyhow, so Chip Roy unveiled this bill called the Let Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered, the Liable Act. You see, all of those manufacturers of those injections that made billions and billions and billions of dollars don't have to answer for any of it. They don't have to answer for any of it. It would open them up to some civil lawsuits. The Liable Act will allow Americans who took vaccines that were misleadingly promoted and forced onto many Americans because of federal mandates to pursue civil litigation for their injuries. These vaccines were given emergency use authorization unilaterally, did not go through normal FDA approval processes. You know that, and so do I. They just forced them through. Shouldn't people be allowed to say, wait a second, why did that happen? Why am I injured? Why did my 20-year-old athlete child die of a heart attack with no indication before that? Currently, manufacturers and healthcare providers responsible for distributing COVID-19 vaccines are pretty much immune from civil lawsuit, even if those seeking money damages have medical proof of vaccine-related injuries. And that's because the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act of 2005, the PREP Act of 2005, limits liability for the manufacturing, development, and distribution of medical countermeasures related to a public health emergency. This was put in place in 2005. The PREP Act also created the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, CICP, which has a one-year statute of limitations and only provides compensation in the event of death or serious injury, according to Chip Roy. CICP has compensated just 11 people ever. 11. Millions of Americans were forced to take COVID-19 or lose your job or get kicked out of the military or be denied access to whatever it was. Lost livelihoods under false pretense. Many have faced injury from the vaccine. Few have been afforded recourse. To date, 11 injury claims paid out despite nearly 700 million doses of the vaccine having been administered. I agree with Chip Roy. We need to hold people accountable. We need to make sure that if they knew there was a problem, they being the manufacturers, they being the big pharmacy companies that made billions of dollars, well, they should be able to answer for that, don't you think? I certainly do. All right, a lot to come still as we continue here on the program. A lot still coming today, including conversations about the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, exposed for pushing experimental surgeries for minors. I just watched a film here in Canada. 14-year-old goes into a transgender clinic. Within 10 minutes, is being offered surgery. 14 years old. Powerful drugs and surgery within 10 minutes. It's crazy what's going on out there. We'll have more, plus sports, after the break.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new...